But I guess here's the question for me. Does this fall into the category of that the Trump campaign was surveilled? I don't think so. Does it fall in the category of being unlawful? I don't believe so. Is it disturbing? In this regard, it is. I meet with foreign leaders all the time as a senator. I wonder if my meetings are being surveilled by our intelligence community. If so, I think when I'm involved, that would be inappropriate because I may be talking about things of policy that I don't want the executive branch to know about.
The FBI director and the National Security Agency director, they were testifying up on Capitol Hill before the House Intelligence Committee on Monday and said none of this. What does that tell you?
Tells me that there's no evidence of surveilling of the Trump campaign where a warrant was issued or requested by the FBI, that the NSA was never involved in surveilling the Trump campaign ordered by the Obama administration. Now, we surveil foreign agents all the time, foreign leaders. We surveil people as part of intelligence gathering. The one thing that is a bit disturbing is that a transition team you expect to be talking to other countries. What I want to know is, when a transition team member talks to a representative of another country, what are the procedures to make sure that that is confidential in terms of the interaction between our government and a foreign nation?